shaft of radio. Just making stuff up as it comes to me.
I couldn't have told that.
My guest, I'm George Cordes, sitting in for Hal. My guest is Glenn Reynolds. As I mentioned at top in the last hour, he is a UT law professor. He is creator of the literally worldwide blog fame, Instapundit. And he is also a columnist for USA Today. You call him Piers when?
Usually on Monday, sometimes Tuesday.
For USA Today?
Yes.
And that's, you know.
And I rerun it in the Sentinel a week later sometimes if it hadn't gotten too stale in the meantime.
Not everybody gets to do that kind of stuff, Glenn. It's an impressive resume.
You know, it's nice to hear that, but to be honest, I think the fact that I have a column at USA Today says more about the decline of journalism. No, seriously, like, I was talking to Mickey Kouse, who's sort of a longtime pundit, about this a couple of years ago, and he was like, you know, 20 years ago, anybody with a gig like you've got at USA Today would have had an office and an expense account and an assistant. And I was like, yeah, and 20 years ago, they wouldn't have let somebody like me write it. So,
be that as it may, delighted to have you in studio.
And thank you.
I was talking to Glenn about, because we could talk about a whole range of subject, political, social, what have you. And I said, do you want to stay? What do you want to talk about? He said, I want to stay on the social media thing, because he referenced in the last hour that Twitter is the Frankenstein monster stalking us as we are on this descent into the maelstrom of a ripped apart society, as this Facebook vice president said social media is causing. What, expound further on that, if you will, learned counselor.
Well, you know, it's so social media is not all one thing. Each sort of strand of social media has a different character. And if you go with like Pinterest or Instagram, you find a lower level of nastiness. Facebook can be nasty, but it's usually fairly benign because, you know, the people on it are at least theoretically your friends. At least they're people who know you and you're not anonymous. So while people do sometimes go over the top on there, they don't do it as often. Twitter is the worst. And I think if you sat down and said, we're going to design something to drive the chattering classes crazy, what would we do? You'd come up with Twitter because it lets you post super fast. You can't even edit what you post. It limits you to a very small number of characters, 140 until recently. Now it's 280. And although you can put links in it, people almost never, in my experience, actually follow the links that you add to a tweet. Twitter drives very little traffic, and because everybody's in a very scroll and react mode. Mm-hmm. So it's just a place for half-baked thoughts, incorrect facts, and emotional reactions. And then the fact that you can retweet stuff and hashtag stuff means you can make it spread super fast. So you get these just waves of, you know, sometimes they're sort of mob thuggery and sometimes they're hysteria, but they spread really, really fast without a lot of correction. If somebody tweets out something false that is appealing to people, like somebody, I forget, it was some reality, I forget, TV star, something tweeted out a thing that said that the tax bill had eliminated the deduction for teachers who bought school supplies, which was totally false. It was exactly the same as it was before. But hundreds of thousands of people retweeted that. And then when the correction came out, like 600 did. So it spreads, you know, false but appealing information super rapidly. People go on about how the Russians are distorting our politics and stuff. But, you know, you don't need the Russians. And the analogy I have, I wrote a column about this a few weeks ago for USA Today. I've been reading this book by James Scott, who's a professor at Yale, very smart guy, called Against the Grain. And it's about the very earliest civilizations, when we were just sort of learning how to have a city. And what happened was those cities would spring up and they'd get kind of big, and then they would just be depopulated by some epidemic disease or other. Because we did hunter-gatherers living in caves and, you know, wandering around with our herds, and we never brought together tens of thousands of people in one place before and had to live cheek by jowl with each other and animals and stuff. And so we had no idea of hygiene, and diseases that might have taken 50 years to get across the continent before would hit the whole city in a period of a couple of weeks, and everybody would either die or run away. And I think, in a way, Twitter especially, and all social media, is kind of the intellectual equivalent of that. We used to have a lot of slow transmission of ideas. You know, before the printing press, ideas travel really slowly. even after the printing press, you know, it took days or months or years for ideas to get much traction. And we've gotten rid of all of that. And now, you know, people don't run stuff by an editor. They don't even think about it themselves. Yeah. Pop it. Yeah. You know, I've done it, too. God knows I've done some stupid tweets, some of which became moderately famous. but the fact is, it's really easy to do it. It's like the system was designed to facilitate that. In fact, to reward your ideas for being the most inflammatory and the least thoughtful and make them spread the most. And so I said, you know, it's the intellectual equivalent of everybody using everybody else's toothbrush. I mean, it just, all the barriers, all this hygiene is broken down and the worst stuff spreads the fastest. And, you know, it took, I don't know, thousands of years for civilization to get some grip on epidemic diseases and be able to have cities without people dying. And really, it wasn't until the second half of the 19th century that we knew enough about sanitation that people in cities didn't die faster than they reproduced. You know, most cities throughout history kept their population up by constant immigration from the hinterlands because the disease was so bad. And all the rich people who had any sense lived out in the countryside as much as they could. So, you know, we'll figure this thing out too, I think. But I think it's worth really kind of thinking about the damage social media do.
And I think it is on balance. If you put it on a scale, the heavier weight goes to the negative side, because it does tend to create the functional equivalent, the written equivalent of the old West mob that would gather outside the jail and say, we don't need no evidence. We know he did it. Bring him out. We're going to hang him. And that's kind of the way social media reacts to so many different situations. And one of the reasons, I think, while in some ways it is strategically useful in the 21st century, I think the way President Trump uses it is, by and large, infantile. Too many times. Too often. For the President of the United States to get in a Twitter argument with a mayor of London, or to talk about some news commentator's goggle eyes or sleepy eyes, or to make fun of some woman's, what was it, facelift, is just not something a president ought to do. And it tends to, just like Bill Clinton's behavior in the White House, enabled a whole new realm of what some people decided was acceptable for politics' sake by a president. What Trump's doing with Twitter is I think, in those situations, speeding this descent that we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think Trump, well, I maintain that Trump is not the cause of the decay of our institutions, but a symptom of them. And I think that behavior is another example. You know, presidents used to act presidential, and they used to be sort of restrained and dignified. And, you know, George W. Bush did that, and he had a very conscious policy that Karl Rove had of not striking back at critics because they thought it was beneath their dignity, and the press kind of ate him alive. So now you've got Trump who says, you know, what's the old saying? No man assails me with impunity, or woman, or Twitter bot. So I mean, I think that's part of it. And Twitter does not encourage better behavior on the part of the president or anybody else.
All right, we're gonna come back and talk some more with Glenn Reynolds when we come back after this. We got Tennessee up first and some other folks calling in. All right, let's get Tennessee on here. The whole state, the entire state of Tennessee is on the line. Now, you can't get that everywhere.
That is true.
So let's get it on here. Hi, Tennessee.
Hey, what's going on, George? How are you?
I'm delightful, so I'm told.
I tell you what, I will tell you this. First, happy holidays, guys. Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
Whatever's beautiful, whatever's meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this Christmas and throughout the coming year. Merry Christmas on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Around the house. I'm Dawn Steimer. We're joining you a little late today. We've had a few technical difficulties, but we're so happy to talk with you today. I hope your Christmas was wonderful, warm, full of love, family, joy, all the things that Christmas is supposed to be. Mine was, and I'm really glad to be back with you this morning. Thank you for making this the most listened to show on the weekends. We're very proud of that, and it's only because of you. So we're getting ready to kick off the new year. You know, some things are different today as far as homes and mortgages and 401ks and IRAs and things like that. And we've invited Bert Burgett to come in from 10 Bank, a local bank from since 1995. 10 Bank has been here locally in Knoxville. And Bert has joined the 10 Bank team a while back and is working in the mortgage department specifically about reverse mortgages. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, Bert. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Well,
nice to be here early in the morning.
Well, and then you can get on with your day after
that's
that, right?
I'm going to go work out.
Well, that's the thing I hear a lot of people say, you know, oh, I hear you every Saturday morning, hear you every Saturday morning, blah, 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 you know, and you know, they recognize us and they look forward to it. And I think it's really cool to be a part of their Saturday morning. So we're very grateful. I'm grateful that Tennessee Bank, 10 Bank, not Tennessee Bank, excuse me, 10 Bank, is a local bank run by local people making local decisions.
That's absolutely correct.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is nice.
It is nice because if you've ever been caught up, and I myself have done this, gotten caught up in the, the bureaucracy of a large bank, sometimes loans take forever, and there's no rhyme or reason for some of the things that they do.
Yeah, that's the thing. A local community bank can offer a lot of flexibility, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of things that we do that other banks don't do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Like the bridge loan.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Now, that's not my area, but it's one of the products that we offer that other banks in the area do not.
Yeah, that's an interesting loan, and what it is it allows you to buy another home before your home sells.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah. So if you still have your existing home for sale, but really have your heart set on a new one, then you want to get it. You don't have that money from the closing of your first home, so you get a bridge loan.
See, I love that because in this market, you know, we have realtors on from time to time, and in this market, things are moving so quickly and inventory is so low that if you see a house you're falling in love with, it would be just killer to not be able to get that, you know? So having a local bank that you can set up, can you get a pre-approval for a bridge loan?
I'm not an expert on that,
okay.
But yeah, just call
us.
Yeah.
I mean, knowing 10 Bank and knowing the way you all work.
I'm sure we can.
You know, you're interested in
I just don't want to commit to saying yes when I'm not 100% sure.
That's okay. And you have 5 locations.
We do.
All right. So you're Anderson County, Blount County, Knox County. Lots of locations. so you offer the other loan that you offer, you call a home equity conversion mortgage.
Yeah, that's actually the official name that HUD has given it.
Okay.
So it's commonly known as a reverse mortgage, but the official legal name is a home equity conversion mortgage. And you might hear the acronym HECM.
Heckem.
How about that?
That's good. That's good. All right. So what is a heckem or a reverse mortgage? Describe that to us. What is it? What isn't it?
Okay, it's very similar to a standard conventional mortgage, Don, but you don't have to make cash outlay payments. So what we do is it's the way HUD has designed it. It's for people 62 years of age or older. So okay. You have to have at least one borrower that's 62.
Okay.
And then what it does is it takes the equity that you have in your home and uses that to do several things. You can pay off your existing mortgage.
Okay.
And that's the number one reason that people get a home equity conversion mortgage. They're just tired of making those monthly payments. Mm-hmm. They might want to do some remodeling or retrofitting, mm-hmm. you know, maybe put in a new kitchen or bath or, you know, ramps or those types of things for disability.
A lot of us are aging in place and want to stay in our homes, and mm-hmm. that's a good way to fund that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I had one client that put in an elevator and a new roof.
Yep. Yep.
Now, you'd think an elevator is a huge expense in a mansion, but no, this was a $200,000 home and the elevator cost $33,000.
Yeah.
And you can see it on the back of Parade magazine every so many weeks in the New Sentinel. Yeah.
Well, it's true. And really, you need a minimum of 6x6, a 6x6 space on both floors. And if you have a basement, the concrete needs to be cut and down about 4 inches for everything to work properly. I've installed those, but they are expensive. It's terrible how expensive they are. I always felt really bad about that. But it's a big responsibility, and there's a lot of mechanics. There's a lot of hydraulics. There's a lot of things going on in that elevator. So I can see why 33 is about right.
Yeah.
All right. So the equity position is really important if you're thinking about a reverse mortgage. Let's talk about that a little
bit. You need to have at least, I'd say, 50-55%.
Okay.
The rule has changed a little bit in October. So if you have 55% equity, it'll work really well without having to bring money to closing. Now, you say, why would that occur, or would you want it to occur? Some people might need to bring money to closing to pay off the balance of their current first mortgage.
Sure.
Because the amount that you can get through this program is less than what would pay off the loan.
Oh.
So some people are willing to do that, Dawn, because let's say you have a $1,300 a month mortgage mm-hmm. and you can get rid of it, and your home might be worth $250 and your mortgage is, you know, $130 or whatever, mm-hmm. and you want to get rid of it. Well, you might have to bring some money to closing to make the deal work.
Ah.
So some are willing to do that. A lot of people can't afford to, and so they want to just either pay off their mortgage, do some remodeling, maybe get a monthly payment. So some people use it like an annuity to get extra money coming in every month.
Hmm. I like that. Now, so you can pay off your mortgage and possibly get some money out.
You could, yeah,
right?
If you have sufficient equity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I have 50% equity, chances are I will really just be paying off my mortgage.
And have no other credit line available, correct?
Right. Okay. So the other option is, if I don't want to take the cash and it's available to me, I could have a line of credit available.
Exactly.
Right?
I've got three that I have been working on recently. Mm-hmm. One just closed last week. Another one is closing on the 4th. And these are individuals that have homes worth $400,000, $800,000, mm-hmm. and $675,000. Mm. And in two cases, their financial planner suggested it as only a credit line need.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the chances that they'll take any money are probably fairly slim, because they have the wherewithal that they might not need it. But let's say that they need to go to assisted living or, you know, some other thing for a while.
Right.
Or a spouse might need to go into Alzheimer's care, but the other spouse is going to stay in the home.
Right.
They could use some of those funds for that.
Ah, okay. So there's a lot of uses. Really, you don't specify the use.
Actually, you're exactly right. So the government doesn't have any restrictions on how you use the money.
Okay.
They asked one question, are you going to use it for investments? And I haven't had anybody actually say yes. I don't know what the ramifications are, but you know, they don't really want you to take it and go buy an annuity, right, for example.
Right. Gotcha. And that makes sense, although it would be tempting because what kind of rate is on a reverse mortgage? What kind of an interest rate?
They've been running from, say, 4.3 to 4.5
lately. Okay, so still really good rates.
They're a little higher than a conventional, but they're a good rate.
Yeah. But that's a good time to do this because once you tie up your interest rate, it's locked, right?
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't adjust with prime.
Well, no, if you, most of the mortgages are a adjustable rate.
Really?
They are. So the way HUD has designed it, there's three products. There's a fixed rate, and I've had clients that the only thing they wanted to do was pay off their existing mortgage and have no future credit line.
Right.
They can use the fixed rate.
Okay.
The rest are adjustable rate. And the product most often used of the three that HUD has authorized is the Cap 5 product. So that means that the interest rate is capped at 5% over the life of the loan, and it can adjust up to 2% in 1 year and 5% over the life of the loan.
Oh, so it's adjusted only a maximum of 5%.
Exactly.
Okay. So if it was 4% today, the most it could ever be was 9.
Correct.
Okay. With a 2% cap on the first year?
On any 1 year.
On any 1 year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's protective. Now, it's got to be, now I realize for computers it's not a problem, but for the home buyer or the family that's trying to figure out how did you calculate these expenses at the end, that's got to be interesting. I mean, because at the end, the bank is going to come to you with a statement.
Right.
And say, these are the fees, this is the balance, this is the worth, you owe us or we owe you.
Yeah. So what happens is it's like a conventional loan in that there's closing costs, there's origination fee and so forth that you would see on a normal settlement statement.
Mm-hmm. That rolls into the loan.
Rolls into the loan.
Okay.
There is interest.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Just like a regular loan. So that is accruing to the balance every month.
Sure.
So it's adding up. So the balance of your outstanding is growing over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you don't have to make a payment.
Right.
You're
like
allowed to, and there's, there's nothing against, there's no rule that says you cannot make a payment, but most people don't because that's the purpose
that's
of the reverse mortgage. Now, the other thing is it's insured by FHA. So there is FHA insurance required. And the reason for that is, let's say the subdivision or the community area goes downhill for some reason and the balance gets higher than the value of the property at the end. Well, it's a non-recourse loan. So the borrower is only responsible for the value of the home. So the heirs or the surviving spouse they could be millionaires and have tons of other assets, but the government can't come after that. If there's a shortfall, it'll be the FHA insurance that covers the lender.
It. Okay, so you're covered. You're protected as a bank, and the family's protected.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to protect our sponsors here. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's a rich man's world.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Hello, friends. This is Kevin Frazier with Frazier's Carpet One.
Frazier's, Frazier's, Frazier's. I like your style.
Right now, Frazier's is having a blowout sale on all of our in-stock flooring. If it's in stock, it's on sale. Plush carpet in up-to-date colors. starting as low as 79 cents a square foot. 5-inch wide hand-scraped hardwood, starting as low as $2.89 a square foot. Multiple colors of luxury vinyl tile, starting as low as 99 cents a square foot. Plus, buy one, get one, BOGO, on several styles of our best-selling Lee's soft nylon carpet. Frazier's has hundreds of thousands of square feet of flooring in stock every day. Plus, no money down and free financing for an entire year. Just call us at 546-4850, and we'll come to you with free in-home estimates. Everything for the floor, from the store you trust more, Frazier's.
Mike Bradley from the Knoxville Safe House, where we have the largest Browning Pro Steel Safe inventory in East Tennessee. Browning is helping you save with their Browning Steel of a Deal rebate. Purchases made now through December 31st are eligible for rebate along with the Knoxville Safe House paying your sales tax. Let Browning and Knoxville Safe House give you peace of mind. Visit our showroom in Alcoa or visit our website at KnoxvilleSafeHouse.com or call us at 983-9100. Remember, you need a safe, you just don't know it.
For today, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a high near 43 degrees. Overnight tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we drop back to 17 for a low. For your Sunday, partly cloudy skies, lots of sunshine around with a high near 33. Back to 15 overnight Sunday into Monday as we ring in the new year. And for your New Year's Day, a high of 28 degrees. For the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, if you miss a show and you like, you know, what you hear, but you really need to hear more of what we talk about, it's really easy. Just go to newstalk987.com, click on the weekend shows, and when you get to the Around the House page, as you scroll down through that page, you will see our podcasts by topic, and that'll be uploaded shortly after the show today for your convenience. So no worries. You know, if you got someone that is thinking about a reverse mortgage and you want them to hear the show, that's the easiest way to do it. Newstalk987.com. All right. Right now we're live though, and we've got Bert Burgett in. Did I say that right?
Oh. Yeah, it's Burgett. Don't forget Burgett.
Okay. And Bert is a reverse mortgage specialist for 10 Bank, a local bank. They make the decisions locally. They do everything locally. So to me, that sounds like much more personal service.
Yes. Actually, on the reverse mortgages, we're not the lender. We use like AAG.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like the Tom Selleck of Greater Knoxville. Just not as rich or good looking, probably.
I don't know. You're doing okay. Bert. All right. So as we talked before, rates are comparable to conventional, maybe slightly higher.
Right.
And the idea of a conventional mortgage is to rid yourself of the mortgage payment itself and then possibly get some more cash out if you have that much equity. But you have to have at least 50%, 50 to 55% equity in the home.
To make it work without having to bring money to closing to pay
Which
off your
like,
other.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. But what happens is you no longer have a house payment. So like you say, if it was $1,300, that payment goes away.
Exactly.
Now, the interest does accrue every month, and it will be tacked on to the end when you no longer meet the requirements of the reverse mortgage. So let's talk about what the requirements are for the borrower.
Okay, the borrower has to be 62 years of age or older.
Okay.
They have to have enough income to be able to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, and general upkeep on the home.
Makes
that
sense.
Was instituted in 2014 because previously there wasn't a financial assessment, is what they call it now.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why you've heard some bad stories about reverse mortgage because people were getting them and they couldn't even afford their property taxes. And then, you know, a city or county might file liens and foreclosure. So we don't want that to happen.
No.
So you have to have enough income through Social Security, employment, rental income, whatever it might be.
Okay.
And so we get that information and documentation that the borrower has that. And then they just have to keep the home up.
And they have to live in the house.
They have to live in the home for
The primary residence.
As their primary residence for at least 183 days a year.
Ah, okay.
So they could have a second home in Florida or somewhere, right. But they have to live at least 6 months and a day in this home that they have the reverse mortgage
six
on.
6 months and a day. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah. So they do that and... if they can leave the home, let's say you have some medical situation that requires you to go to a rehab center for 6 months.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
As long as you're back in the home within a 12-month period.
So there's reasonable exceptions.
Yes.
But you have to notify the bank of these exceptions. Like
right.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
has to. What about if there's two people living in the house, one is the borrower and one is not?
Yeah, exactly.
What happens then?
It's called a non-borrowing spouse mm-hmm. normally.
Okay.
Or it could be a grandchild or a child or something like that.
Okay.
But the non-borrowing spouse that's not 62 years of age, mm-hmm. they have a lot of legal protections where if the borrower dies, or they can stay in the home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, they're
not going to be evicted or anything like that.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's pros and cons of government regulations, but I'm sure that this was done for that very reason. You know,
it is.
Get these regulations in place because people get really scared and nervous and they're afraid they're going to be put out of their house. And that's not what you want if you're, you know, starting to age and, mm-hmm. you know, get to the point where you did that because you can't afford that payment. You lose the spouse and whatever income they were generating. Wow, then it's really tight. Now, do you have to be married to be a non-borrowing spouse? Because let's face it, there's a lot of living situations that are different.
That's a very good question. I haven't actually come across that
okay.
yet, but
fair enough.
You know, a non-borrowing spouse is considered, you know, a married individual.
Right. Okay. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your questions, we come back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Go on, take money and run. Go on, take money and run.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24/7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in Bearden, well, they're open to the public. And that's important because that's where all the guys that cut the lawns and fertilize the lawns and all those beautifully manicured lawns, well, that's where they go for their supplies. They get their equipment there, like Toro Zero Turns, and they get all their parts and service done at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Why? Because John Gardner and his team, they're the experts, and they share knowledge. They pass things to and from each other, and together they have the exact needs, including specific seeds for this area. Don't forget Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in Bearden. It's a Tennessee-owned company, and it's also an authorized Toro dealer for Knox County. That means Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply has all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located at 6305 Balm Drive in Bearden. Call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, come by with professionals by.
When the Titans play, amazing things often happen.
Wow! He just went 92 yards on third and 11.
You never know what will happen or when.
Yes!
But you do know where to hear amazing Titans moments.
Game days on Titans Radio.
Titans football coverage on News Talk 98.7 is brought to you in part by Image Matters, Tennessee's largest Xerox digital technology partner. Image Matters, technology you need, people you trust.
This is Dawn Steimer from Mastery Modelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Mastery Modelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Mastery Modelers, 458-0416.
858-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Wow, what a show. Bert Burgett is with me. He's a reverse mortgage specialist for 10 Bank, a locally owned and operated bank since 1995. Wow, there's so many rules, and yet the rules are made, it sounds like, for the betterment of the borrower. I mean, there's protection now from HUD. There's rules and regulations that have come in. And, you know, I guess I have some questions about the final steps of the process. We've covered a lot of it. I want to give out your phone number, though, for reaching us. What is your Cedar Bluff, which is where you work out of, right? The Cedar Bluff branch?
Right. It's 691-9444.
Okay, 691-9444. And that will put you through to Bert, and he will take care of all your needs. Let's talk about the questions like, what happens to the family home? Do I get to remain in the house? You know, who gets to remain? When is it time to that you've got to clear the house out?
Okay, well, that's a good question, Dawn. So the let's say there's two borrowers and they're married. Well, the surviving spouse gets to stay in the home. Mm-hmm. And if there's two borrowers and the younger one is younger than 62, when the loan is created and she or he are designated as a non-borrowing spouse, they get to stay in the home.
Okay.
So if the borrowers leave the home and the home is then decided to be sold.
Right.
But because it can't be taken over by another relative without them paying off this loan.
Ah.
So they would have to get a conventional mortgage of their own to pay off the reverse mortgage. But the family that leaves the home or sells the home, they get any remaining equity, as would the heirs.
Okay. So you don't lose anything. What you're really going to lose is the interest that you're not paying by not paying the payment and the closing costs. That's about it. Right.
Right. So
is there any fee on the end?
No.
Okay.
The fees are all up front, normal closing costs, just like on a regular mortgage.
Okay.
And so those are added into the balance of the loan at the closing.
And when do I get a statement of where I am?
You'll get a statement, you know, just...
Yearly?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
Okay, so you do know where you are.
You do know where you are, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's real good. All right, what about... how do I know... how do I repay the loan, and how much will I owe at the end?
Okay.
I know that's like a depends basis.
Yeah, but it depends on, of course, how long you've lived there, but... The general rule is that you have the amount that you borrowed at the beginning.
Okay.
You know, if you paid off another debt. It
right.
could be credit card, by the way. It could be home equity line of credit. It could be a first mortgage or a combination. So that's going to be a starting balance. You're going to have the closing cost added in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the FHA insurance,
ooh,
which is a requirement.
How much is that?
Well, at the closing, it's 2% of the value of the home.
2%? So
yeah,
2 points.
It just went up on October 2nd.
Mm.
And then after that, it's a half a point ongoing.
A year?
Yeah.
Of the balance.
Of the balance, exactly.
So including the interest.
Right.
Okay. So it's a half a percent per year. Okay.
And then you would have the interest that's accruing.
Right.
And so that balance is growing over time. The good thing is that the credit amount is growing as well, because right now the lenders are factoring in a 4% appreciation rate on the home. So the value of the home's getting higher and the balance of the remaining credit line is getting growing as well.
All right,
it's sort of an interesting concept. It's it would take too long to explain.
But see,
in
that's
the show.
What I'm saying. It's going to be hard to understand.
So
if I'm aging, I'm going to have more difficulty understanding as I go.
So the thing that people should do is call me and come in and sit down. I have articles. Okay. I have other information to provide, or I can mail it to them. All I need is their address, and I'll mail information, and they can take time to look at it at their leisure. It's a no-pressure product. I really feel like it's very helpful to everyone that gets it, and it's been very satisfying to help the people that want to have a reverse mortgage.
All right, I want to give this number out again. It's 691-9444, 691-9444. And if you give the information to whoever answers that you're interested in a reverse mortgage, they will send you directly to Bert, and they'll take care of that. All right, one more question. What happens if the borrower dies or leaves the house before receiving the full net principal limit on the loan? So if I've got a line of credit or something, what happens to that?
Well, that line of credit is just there, Don, for the use of the borrower. So if the borrower dies and they're going to sell the home and the heirs are going to take it over, let's say they're the heirs of the home, they're going to have to pay it off. But whatever equity remains in the home is going to be to the benefit of the borrower or the heirs or the estate. So that equity is not the property of the bank. That's one of the myths of a reverse mortgage. People come up to me regularly and say, oh, the bank owns your home. No, that's not true. Does the bank own your home on a regular mortgage? No, you could sort of say it, but it's just a lien against the property and the amount of the balance.
You just are responsible for what you use.
Yes.
So do you have to pay off the original note? You have to refinance that part.
If a new borrower, family member wants to live there, yes.
But if not, if I come to you and say, all I want is a line of credit.
Oh okay. I see what you're saying.
Do you have to take the initial note?
No.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have the lien placed, but there won't be a balance. Okay. So I have those types of clients that only want a credit line in case of emergency in the future.
All right. So Bert Burkett from 10 Bank, reverse mortgage specialist. The easiest way to contact him is to contact the Cedar Bluff location, which is 865-691-9444. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, Don. Thank you for having me again.
So excited. 10 Bank Mortgage is specializing in reverse mortgage, and they have a specialist, Bert Burkett. You can reach him at 691-9444 or go to bburgett, B-U-R-G-E-T-T, at 10bank.net. Locally owned since 1995. Don't go away. We've still got another full hour of Around the House, and we're going to be talking all things furniture when we talk to our furniture expert right after this news break. More of Around the House coming up on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true, yeah. I've been waiting for this moment. It's good to be alive right about now. Woo!
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Brutal cold, deadly flu. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The temperature was minus 9 degrees. The wind was northwest at 8 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of minus 25 degrees.
That's the forecast for parts of Maine from the National Weather Service. A cold snap is causing below temperatures below normal temperatures in the Midwest and Northeast. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says this just might be a weekend to stay indoors.
We are over 30 million people that are under some type of wind chill alert, watch, warning, or advisory. This takes into account not just the temperature, but also the wind that will be out there.
More than a million people are expected in Times Square, despite what's predicted to be one of the coldest New Year's in decades. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum will be there.
Don't expect there to be a record-setting crowd. The temperature is forecast to drop to 9 degrees. It shouldn't impact the ball drop or any of the other technical aspects of the event.
12 children have died from complications from the flu so far this season. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 36 states are reporting widespread infections. New York fire investigators are looking at an open apartment door in a five-story, 100-year-old apartment building in the Bronx as one of the reasons a fire raced through the building Thursday night, killing 12 people. Correspondent Sarah Ganim is there.
Officials said the flames started in a first-floor unit where a 3-year-old boy was playing with the burners on a stove. His mother noticed when the boy began screaming.
Two people have been arrested in the murders of two women and two children in Troy, New York on Tuesday. The two are to appear before a judge this morning. One employee of a law firm in Long Beach, California has been killed. Another has been injured after another employee walked into the office and began shooting yesterday afternoon. Police say the man then shot and killed himself. It was a banner year on Wall Street, best year for the S&P 500 since 2013, despite a wave of late selling during the final trading season of 2017. I'm Christopher Cruz.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Fans of Batman movies and the Godfather films will be pleased with the movies coming to Netflix in the new year.
A slew of movies got the Netflix boot at the end of the year, including E.T., Forrest Gump, and Pulp Fiction, to make way for all five of the first Batman movies, all three Godfather films, Apollo 13, Shawshank Redemption, Willy Wonka, and The Chocolate Factory.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Also, all five teen Bring It On cheerleading romps, Sharknado 5, Wedding Crashers, Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris, all four Lethal Weapons films.
Oh, you sure are a crazy son of a...
and Caddyshack.
What an incredible Cinderella story, this unknown.
I'm Scott Carr.
Experts on the movie business say Netflix is one of the reasons the industry had one of its worst summer seasons in more than a decade and the worst Labor Day weekend in 20 years. I'm Christopher Cruz.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
For today, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a high near 43 degrees. Overnight tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we drop back to 17 for a low. For your Sunday, partly cloudy skies, lots of sunshine around with a high near 33. Back to 15 overnight Sunday into Monday as we ring in the new year. And for your New Year's Day, a high of 28 degrees. For the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer and I'm so glad you've joined us this morning. Sit back, pour yourself a nice cup of hot coffee, maybe a little PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar and your favorite creamer. Whatever that is, it's a good day to stay inside and listen to the show. You're going to love this hour because who doesn't like furniture? I mean, we all love furniture because that's what makes part of our home so comfortable is our furniture. So we invited the area expert, and I'm not kidding. This guy knows furniture like no other. His name is Terry Donald. He's been with us before, representing Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. But really, if you talk to Terry, you know he's been doing this a really long time. I'm so glad to have you here. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Dawn. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. This is fun. I've been looking forward to having you because this is a time when a lot of folks buy furniture. It really is, whether it's anticipating a tax return.
That's right.
Maybe Christmas is over and they got a little cash. So now they're like, let's go find out what we can find, you know. And 220,000 square feet of showroom.
120.
Yeah, 120.
It's about 3 acres.
Holy cow.
under roof there with furniture on it. Yeah, it's huge.
And you're located on, is it Parkside Drive?
We're North Peters Road.
North Peters Road. Okay, mm-hmm. I never figure out where
just
it
switches. Just off of Cedar Bluff.
Okay, North Peters Road, just off of Cedar Bluff, behind, let's see.
It's behind Gabe.
What?
The Gabe store.
The Gabe's store. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then
where Home Depot is.
Yeah. Yeah. Burlington Coat Factory is
Burlington
in there.
Burlington Coat Factories okay. are there down from it. Yes.
All right. So that's kind of the general area. Most of you will know where it is because you can see Knoxville Wholesale Furniture from I-40, and that is between Pellissippi and Lovell. Is that right?
Or that
Lovell
is and. Between Pellissippi and Cedar Bluff.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
Okay.
We're
okay.
Just off Cedar Bluff.
Righto. Okay. That's right. Yep. All right. So Knoxville Wholesale Furniture just celebrated 25 years.
25 years in October.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it was a great celebration. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend that evening, and it was really nice to see so many people honored that have brought them through that 25 years.
Yeah. The owner, Tim Harris, has done a fantastic job. I mean, he's one of the most admired men by me that I've ever run across.
Really?
I mean, he has wonderful morals, and he really takes care of his business, and he's blessed by it.
And he takes care of his people, too.
He absolutely does.
All right. But you have actually been doing furniture for 30 years?
It's been a long time.
Long time. Okay. So I think it's kind of honorable that you decided to join Knoxville Wholesale Furniture, too. That says a lot about that company.
Well, you know, it's something that I made a decision in June to move over there, mm-hmm. and should have made that decision a long time ago. Tim tried to get me for a number of years to come over, and And I finally saw the light.
Hello, the light came on. All right. Well, let's talk about how to buy furniture. You can buy furniture and then you can buy lifelong furniture.
That's correct.
And I love the idea of buying furniture that I know I'll never have to replace.
Right.
Because I know myself and I know what I like. Now, if I was 20, maybe I wouldn't know what I liked. But the beauty of having 3 acres under roof for a showroom is you have things from the 20-year-old all the way to the person that wants to buy their legacy furniture.
That's right.
Is that right?
We have everything from entry-level furniture to some of the best furniture built in the world.
Mm. Wow.
So you can go wherever you want to. If you're a young person just getting out on their own or newlyweds, and you don't have, $4,000 or $5,000 to spend on a living room, mm-hmm. but you might have, say, $1,200, we can fit your room with that.
Really?
So the furniture is designed, that type of furniture is not designed to be, 10, 15 year furniture.
Okay.
That furniture is designed to get you, over that hump of just getting in, just right. getting situated. It allows you to have enough time to be able to get yourself established credit wise, get maybe more substantiated in your job. Mm-hmm. Save money, to where, in 3 or 4 years, you've got money, to where, and situated where you can buy real furniture.
Yeah, real furniture.
the furniture that'll last, 20, 30 years, it allows you to get situated like that. And there's, that really substantiates a lot of folks that, millennials that are coming out and things like that, just really getting themselves started.
Mm-hmm.
It really does a good job for them.
Sure. And they're taking care of college debt and starting families and
exactly
so on and
right.
so forth. There's a lot of things to consider besides just furniture for them. All right, let's talk about furniture tips. Let's talk about leather first.
Sure.
I think there's a big draw for leather. I think there may be some lifestyles that may not be conducive to leather.
That's
I'm thinking
true.
Cats. I don't know, but I'm thinking cats might not be the best choice. A leather may not be the best choice. But there's leather. It's like when you feel it and you touch it, sometimes you know this is not quite leather. I don't know what this is, but it's like skinned leather that's on a backing, or you tell me, what is that?
Well, that is generally what's known as bonded leather.
Bonded leather,
yeah,
okay.
And actually, me personally, I think that's, a huge injustice because you actually are not touching anything leather on that.
Really?
Bonded leather is basically going to be a vinyl that has glue with some leather fiber built and mixed into that glue.
So it's not a thin layer of leather.
No.
Oh.
And that is attached to more of a white cotton type, cheesecloth type backing on that.
Mm.
The problem that you run into with that, and anybody who's had bonded leather for any length of time is going to understand that it's not going to be a long-term thing.
Mm.
Especially with this time of the year, with the heat in your homes.
Right.
You ever wake up in the morning and you find yourself dry, like you need to have something to drink first
water,
thing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, your leather's doing the same thing. And so is that bonded leather. What that does is the polymers over time will evaporate out of that bonded leather.
Sure, because it's a petroleum base.
Correct.
Okay.
And that will cause it to draw up, and it pops and cracks. Just like you see on some of the dashboards of cars back in the day, where there'd be big cracks in the dashboard.
Right.
Always happen in the wintertime. That's what happens to that bonded leather, and it winds up peeling and flaking, and, it's very uncomfortable, and it just looks terrible.
Okay.
So
that's like 3 years in this starts, 3-4 years in?
It can take that long.
Okay. It can take that long. Okay.
The best thing to remember about when you're buying furniture is buy the best you can afford.
Okay.
I can't stress that enough, because the furniture is one thing that you truly get exactly what you pay for.
Okay.
If you buy cheap furniture, you know what happens when you get it home?
Mm.
It's still cheap furniture.
It's still cheap furniture.
Yeah.
And that goes for, we're going to talk about frames, legs, springs. I want to talk about all those things because there is so much to check out besides what you see.
There is.
And you got to know what you're looking for and what you're looking at if you're going to make a wise purchase.
That's right.
Even if you have to step up a little, if you get another 5 years out of it, it's almost nothing when you add that up.
Well, there's nothing worse than, being overly conservative when you come to your leather. This is something that gets a lot of traffic.
Okay.
You're in this every day.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of abuse, and it needs to be something that's sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse than spending $500 on a sofa, and then 2 years down the road, spending another $500 because it's broken, the frame's broken, or it's the covers wore off of it, or something like that.
Ugh.
It's better to spend, you know, $800-$900, you know, and get a entry level type good furniture. And furniture can go up to, you know, you can pay $5,000-$6,000 for a sofa.
Oh yeah.
But you know, to get into a decent sofa that's going to give you some longevity, you really need to be in about $700-$800
leather,
in fabric.
In fabric.
In fabric.
Okay.
Your entry level for leather is going to be about $1,200 to $1,400.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We have the furniture expert in the house from Knoxville Wholesale Furniture, and we'll be taking your calls next at 656-8255 when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7
WOKI. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid.
When you've got to go, you've got to go. We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Mike Bradley from the Knoxville Safe House, where we have the largest Browning Pro Steel safe inventory in East Tennessee. Browning is helping you save with their Browning Steel of a Deal rebate. Purchases made now through December 31st are eligible for rebate along with the Knoxville Safe House paying your sales tax. Let Browning and Knoxville Safe House give you peace of mind. Visit our showroom in Alcoa or visit our website at KnoxvilleSafeHouse.com or call us at 983-9100. Remember, you need a safe, you just don't know it.
Dickens Turf and Landscape Supplies, your authorized Toro dealer in Knox County. If you are ready to mow like a pro, check out Toro. The new Toro Time Master with a 30-inch cut and personal pace system will cut your mowing time in half. Or check out the selection of Toro zero-turn time cutters built for homeowners, with or without the steering wheel option. Dickens Supply is running fall specials for both commercial and residential customers. Toro, you can count on it. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supplies, also your home for fall overseas and fertilizing programs. Come talk to a turf coach who can set up a customized plan for your lawn using Dickens organic blended fertilizers and Sol-U Cal, safe for the lawn, the environment, and the pets. Freshly harvested seed has left Oregon and is heading to Dickens Supply. Aerators are available for rent. We know how to grow it, and Toro knows how to mow it. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply at 6305 Baum Drive in Bearden and at DickensSupply.com, your Toro dealer.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. There's a lot of information coming at you this morning about furniture, so if you miss it or you want to hear it again, go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Click on the weekend shows, and as you go to the Around the House page, as you scroll down, you will see the podcasts. Adam Litton, our awesome engineer, so glad to have him this morning. He will upload those for us, and they'll be available to you shortly after the show. Right now, I wanted to again welcome Terry Donald from Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. Welcome back. Glad to have you. You've been on before, and we've talked about these things, but I think there's so much information that we don't get to cover. We invited you back.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a wealth of information about furniture that people really need to know to be able to buy, you know, knowledgeably.
All right, I want to give you this phone number one more time because we're going to get into some detailed information, and I know it's going to strike some questions. So 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your questions live with Terry Donald from Knoxville Wholesale Furniture here and Around the House. All right, we talked about leather. We talked about bonded leather. Let's talk about real, what I call real leather. You have another really cool term for it. Let's talk about what that is and how do I know what I'm getting?
Well, leather, you've got different qualities of leather. You can have the top grain leather, which is going to be the best.
Okay.
That is the top dermal layer of the leather hide itself. It has all the texturing in it, things like that. They also have a what they have called as a refinished leather. They'll take a hide that's not perfect or that has a lot of distortion to it, and they'll actually sand that down.
Really?
They'll sand that layer down, and then I'll run it through an embossing machine, which is huge, which is basically is a huge roller that has tons and tons of pressure, and they actually emboss a grain into that because it's sanded smooth.
Wow.
So
how
interesting. That is...
That's why some of them are so uniform.
As far as on the leathers, yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, with your faux leathers, your vinyls and things of that, a real easy way to tell quickly whether something is real leather or not is if you look at the panels on the seat,
okay,
the arms, the body, the cushions, look at the grain on those panels.
Okay.
Because the grain on real leather is going to be different on each panel, basically.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The if you look at your skin, your own skin, it's different everywhere you look. The skin on your arm is different than what's on the palm of your hand. Okay?
I'll say, especially right now.
So you got to look at that, and that will tell you right off, because anything that is not real leather will have a uniform grain across the whole thing. It'll be all the same because it all comes off the same pressing.
Okay.
With a refinished leather, you're going to have that same type of a deal. So you really got to know what you're looking at and ask the questions. You know, is this leather or is this not? You know.
Okay.
But your finer leathers will not be that. Your refinished leathers generally have a thinner feel to the leather itself.
Yes, I've noticed that.
Because it's been doctored, okay? Where your natural top grain hide is always going to have a thicker feel because it's the true deal. People like the top grain hide because of the simple fact that it shows the distortions in the skin.
Yeah.
It gives you that beautiful color and patternization that you see in these leathers that grows, you know, the longer you have it, the better patina it gets, the more beautiful it gets.
It is patina.
Yeah. So those are the things you want to watch out for on leathers, and be sure you ask.
Okay.
Another thing about leather is you really, to keep your leather looking and feeling the way that it did when you got it brand new, you need to use a good preservative on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to clean your leather down probably 2 to 3 times a year with a good leather cleaner.
Okay.
And then come back behind it with a good leather preservative.
Okay.
You can use brands like Lexol or Guardsman is wonderful.
Okay.
Those you can get generally at any of your local discount stores, Walmart. You can get them at your building stores like Home Depot, things like that.
Okay.
You can find those at those places. And be sure that you use this. You want to use the preservative on there probably every 60 days.
Really?
Because here's what happens, especially this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You ever wake up in the morning and you feel all dried out? You got to have something to drink first thing, right?
Right.
Well, that's because of the heat and you're sleeping at night, you know, and you're breathing air and you're taking in, you know, you're drying your body out. Your leather does the same thing.
Mm,
it's drying out sitting there, okay, because it's a natural hide.
Sure.
You got to keep that preservative on there, and that's what's going to keep that leather soft, supple, and keep it looking beautiful, okay?
All right, so if I do these things every 60 days, I'm conditioning, every 6 months, I'm cleaning and conditioning, how long can I expect a high-quality leather piece of furniture to last?
Honestly, it all depends on how much traffic you have on it.
Okay, sure.
You know, if you've got 5 people in the house and their kids growing up and things, you know, it's going to wear a lot quicker than what it will if it's just you and your spouse.
Mm.
Okay? So that's a big determining factor. But on a normal home, you should be able to see 20 years.
Really?
Out of a beautiful piece of leather. Yeah.
Cool.
And it's just going to get better looking as it goes and not get, you know, not going to get deteriorated. The big thing about this is a lot of people think, well, that sounds like a lot of maintenance. It's really not.
It's easy.
You take a sponge, you pour some of this on a sponge, just dampen it, wipe it on, let it dry, walk away. Yeah, it's real simple.
You don't have to rub it in.
It takes nearly no time to do.
Yeah, you don't have to wipe it off. It's amazing. All right, so what about, is there a finish that's more desirable in leather?
There is. There are a couple of things that you want to know about finishes. Finishes come in, basically, you're going to have 3 different things. You're going to have non-aniline, semi-aniline, and aniline finishes. Okay, now those are the technical terms for that.
Basically, reminds me of a song. Sweet
aniline. I hear you. There we go.
Maybe it's not quite that word, but we're close.
You really don't want to hear me sing. I'll
okay,
tell you
me either. Adam will sing for us.
Non-aniline is going to be leather that they take the hide and they'll do whatever finishing they need to it, whether it's been, you know, a refinished leather or whatever. Okay. They hold that hide up. It's hung up, and they take and they literally use paint gun and spray that color on it.
Really?
Basically, it's almost like painting the hide, okay?
So it's not all the way through the hide.
No, we'll get to that, though.
Okay.
So the non-aniline, they spray that on, and then they let that dry, and they put a sealer on it.
Okay.
Okay? And the sealer does good things as far as keeping that paint from wearing off very long, but bad things about that sealer is it closes up the pores. And it does not allow your preservatives to get in and keep that hide soft.
Oh,
so okay. there's a couple of indemnities to that doing a non-aniline.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies will show similar products to some other company that has, say, Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. We may have something that's a semi-aniline or an aniline furniture, and somebody else, you know, another lower price, you know, vendor may wind up store may have a something that's similar to it, and it might be $500 cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that in therein lies the gremlins of that.
Is, wow.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of knockoffs, and that's where your cheaper price comes in.
Hmm.
We have a lot of folks come in and say, oh, they got the same thing over here. No, it's really not. We're not apples to apples here.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the aniline or the non-aniline furniture, that finish will wind up wearing off.
Okay.
It can fade.
Hmm.
It can flake.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that color is not a permanent on there.
So how do you, because it's leather.
It is.
So when I ask you, is this a leather couch? If it's not aniline, you could still say yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's still leather.
So we have to know when we ask, is this an aniline leather or a non-aniline leather couch?
You have to know what you're doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is good information.
You know, you don't want to spend $1,000 on a sofa.
Right.
You know, and not know exactly what you're spending. That's a great investment.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not throwing away, you know, $1,000 here. You're buying something that you expect to last for a long time.
Right.
So you got to know what you're doing.
Mm.
Okay. The biggest thing about it is with that semi or with the non-aniline leather, it does flake off, things like that. If you scratch it, it's going to be a lighter color underneath.
Ah, okay.
Okay, because you're going to have that natural hide. Natural hide can be anywhere from an ivory.
Mm-hmm.
To a tan, but you're never going to see a dark brown in natural hide. It's not like that, okay? These are colors that we put on it to make it beautiful for us to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on into semi-aniline leather. Semi-aniline is the furniture leather that where they take and they'll do a finish on the, not doing a finish, but they'll take that leather and the rawhide after they've got, you know, got it prepared for coloring.
Right.
And they literally put that in a vat of hot dyes.
Ah, okay.
And that, it takes a long time for that dye to permeate through that hide.
I bet.
Okay, so it's a much more expensive process.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a longer time to do that, but it gives a wonderful feel and texture to that leather when it comes back out. That leather is, that's the kind of butter soft leathers that you find. Mm-hmm. You know, these things that really feel wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a non-aniline hide, it's going to feel, it's not going to have that softness that you get with an aniline because, you know, it's just like anything else. If you shoot a coat of paint on something, it's not going to be too terribly soft like that, okay?
Right.
So by doing this all the way through, it still keeps the pores open.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put your preservative on there, it's still going to permeate and keep that luxury and that things that you want to have that leather feel like, okay, and build that patina.
And that's a semi-aniline.
That's a semi-aniline.
So what's a full aniline?
Now, a full aniline is where they take they'll take something like that and, you know, just your regular leather. They'll put that into a dye,
mm-hmm.
a vat of dye. It's going to be dyed all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular, on a full aniline leather, they're going to go back and they're going to do a little bit of corrective coloring.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
So that is what a full aniline is.
Mm.
Okay. The semi aniline does not have the corrective coloring in it.
Okay.
The full aniline has corrective coloring in it. And then,
more
of course,
uniform
they put topical
look.
Seal. Correct. If somebody does not want to have, you know, see the differences of that, you know, of the skin,
mm-hmm.
of the hide on there, you know, in their seating, but they would rather have a more uniform color. A lot of your opaque colors that you see on full aniline furniture is a aniline, full aniline dye. So those are the differences. You can still do your preservative on that. Still keeps it soft and supple. Your costs increase with each one.
Okay.
So, you know, you get what you pay for. Like I said, you know, if you've got something that's, if you got a piece of furniture that you're looking at that somebody's gotten, it's really, really low priced. You know, the caveat on that is take a step back and do some research.
All right.
Because you don't want to get stuck with having to spend that.
And you also want to look at the legs, the springs.
That's right.
The cushions. What about a leather? Oh, this is going to be bad. I don't know the term for this. when you have your seating and you have the edge sewn around it.
The piping?
Thank you. Piping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be in full aniline leather if it's an aniline couch also? Or do I need to worry about that? Because that's a wear point.
Those are usually done the same way as the hide is.
Okay.
So whatever you've got on the hide is generally what you're going to have on that piping.
What about the legs? What do I look for?
Now, the legs, well, there's a lot of different things about legs. The biggest thing about legs is you know, they're going to be wood, but it's the style. You've got a block, you got a block style leg. You have a tapered leg.
Right.
You have got a conical leg, which is like if you think of a cone. It's had the point cut off of it, you know?
Okay.
So it gives you basically, it's like a, like your legs are like small cones sitting around on the corners. And all of these, and you're going to have things like your Queen Anne legs, your clawfoot legs, things like that, which are a little bit more traditional and aren't very much, you don't see those very much in the market anymore.
Right.
But the biggest thing is about finishing on the legs, you want to make sure that they're the color you want.
What about the way they're attached?
Now, the legs can be attached permanently. Most legs in today's market are screw-in.
Yeah.
They screw into the frame.
And they're still a good leg?
Still a fantastic leg.
They have to be
Lots
solid wood,
Lots of structure.
Though.
Correct.
Well, solid
they use
wood.
Most of those are used and mounted into a plywood area.
Okay.
Because plywood is much stronger than a solid piece of wood.
Absolutely.
You have several layers of hardwood that you have to break through, so the structure of that is better with the leg being bolted into it.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're taking your calls about furniture purchasing, and we're going to be talking about something called case goods. We turn with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Cumulus Knoxville shares the season with some of our business partners.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Burnett with Admiral Title and the Adams Law Firm. We would like to wish you the happiest of holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
This is Bill Johnson, Marketing Manager at Harper Auto Square. On behalf of our management and staff, I would like to wish everyone Happy Holidays.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Thompson Bowling Arena, and on behalf of everyone at the arena, we want to thank you for joining us this past year. We also want to wish you a happy holiday and an eventful new year.
This is Jason.
This is Kristen.
This is Michael.
And this is Joe.
From the team at Golf Tech, the proven path to proven results,
we wish you a Merry Christmas and a bogey-free new year.
From all of us at Master Remodelers, I'm Dawn Steimer.
And I'm Vince Thompson, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Candy with Resource MFG and Staffing Solutions in Maryville. We would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Thank you so much for a great 2017.
And on behalf of everyone at Cumulus Knoxville, Merry Christmas.
Hi, it's Phil Williams. You heard me talking about Slam Dot, and I know a lot of you use your, I don't know, your neighbor down the street. Oh, we got a website. Look. Yeah. You want results. You want Slam Dot. Affordable, locally owned, Slam Dot, the highest rated digital marketing company in Knoxville, and with Slam Camp and other helpful information and hands-on training from Slam Dot, well, it's easy. 238-5600, 238-5600, or slamdot.com.
the grocery store, work, taking the kids to school. Your family makes thousands of stops each year, and with each stop, you're counting on your tire's grip to stop you safely. So make Matlock Tire your next stop. Let their experts make sure you have the tires that are up to the task, like the new Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, which has excellent gripping power on wet roads, even when worn. So stop by Matlock Tire today and make every stop count.
Go with the extra mile, Matlock Tire.
In Farragut, Maryville, Lenore City, and Athens.
For today, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies with a high near 43 degrees. Overnight tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we drop back to 17 for a low. For your Sunday, partly cloudy skies, lots of sunshine around with a high near 33. Back to 15 overnight Sunday into Monday as we ring in the new year. And for your New Year's Day, a high of 28 degrees. For the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Gosh, I'm just so grateful to have you listening today. I hope you're enjoying the show. Terry Donald is with us this morning live in studio from Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. Knoxville Wholesale Furniture just celebrated 25 years in business, and Terry has been in the furniture business longer than that. So we have the expert in the house taking your phone calls at 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. That's what happens when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. All right, let's talk about case goods. What are case goods? I think case goods.
Case goods is a term that we use in the business, in the business.
In the biz.
For anything that's going to be a cabinetry.
Oh, okay.
That would be your dressers, your chest of drawers.
Oh, okay.
Your wardrobes, your bureaus, things like that. You know, your buffets. Those are all considered case goods.
Okay. All right. So then we need to know what's going on with wood these days.
That's right. There are so many different things going on with wood nowadays. A lot of things, you know, that people used to take for granted, mm-hmm. you know, like solid wood. That's not the case.
Really?
Okay. Solid wood is still out there.
Okay.
It is going to be your upper end
really?
Furniture in solid yeah. woods. You're going to find solid wood is still being made, and it's being made wonderfully. Mm. Anything that's solid wood is going to be solid plank. Okay? That means it's not going to be, you're not going to find press wood in it. You're not going to find, very much veneer on these either.
Okay.
Most of these solid wood pieces are cut and put together, you know, by the board.
So they join it.
Exactly
so it is
right.
The solid pine, the solid maple, the solid whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just one whole piece of wood. It's been joined with a joiner.
Correct. They have the joints that they'll do with it, you know, and things,
right.
you know, whether
But it's
it
still
be,
gorgeous. I mean, it's way beyond gorgeous.
That's right. And that kind of furniture, those truly are going to be the antiques, you know, 100 years from now.
Of tomorrow.
Because that furniture will last indefinitely.
Okay.
A great way to tell about solid wood is weight.
Mm.
If you pick up, you know, the corner of a nightstand or a dresser or whatever, you know, and you can feel it right off the bat that this is a really, really good piece of furniture.
Because it's heavy?
Because it is heavy. Mm-hmm.
But pressed wood is really heavy, too.
Not like solid wood.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
No, there's a big difference.
Big difference. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So talk about wood veneers. I mean, I have an old piece of furniture from my grandmother mm-hmm. that got wet.
Okay.
And I thought it was solid cherry. Well, even back in, it must have been the 30s when this was made.
Sure.
There was a cherry veneer on top of this that has peeled.
Bubbled up.
But you can't tell. You could not tell. I couldn't tell. Maybe you
right.
could. But what does wood veneer look like to the average eye?
Well, wood veneer, a real giveaway to know whether you've got wood veneer or not is they'll take wood veneer and it's pretty much it's just used for design work.
Design.
Yeah, like if you have like a starburst on the top of a table
okay.
where the wood is quarter sawn and put
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Or you'll have banding around there
right.
or different colors of wood that are put together in a tabletop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be veneer.
Okay.
Because you cannot take small pieces of wood and build something having structural integrity. It
right.
will fall apart.
Right.
Okay. So it has to be that way.
That makes
now,
sense.
On the flip side, you know, veneer has gotten a bad rep.
Yes.
Here lately.
Yes.
Okay. And wood veneer is not a bad thing.
Okay.
It's the quality of the veneer that causes the problems.
And the thickness.
That's huge. Ah. Okay.
It's like hardwood.
Right. The thing about it is back in the day with your piece that you're talking about, that was probably a cherry veneer that was applied to an ash base, ash tree base, which is a hardwood.
It's a little hardwood, okay? But it's not the same.
Yeah. It's used as a structural, base to build things with because mm-hmm. it does not have a beautiful finish when it's finished out. The grain is not very pretty in it. So they use it as hardwood and they put these on it. That all saves in cost.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a cheaper piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Those back in that day were still a very durable piece of furniture because they didn't use presswood back then.
Right.
Okay, that's
right.
What their presswood was using an ash. Or a chestnut or something like that, as a base for their veneer work. Nowadays, you take the veneer, and veneer can be a couple of different things. You want to get a veneer that's a thick veneer. You want to be, at least probably about a 16th of an inch thick, if you can.
Okay.
Here's the reason why. A veneer that's thick like that, it can take a refinish.
Mm.
You can sand that and refinish mm-hmm. it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bond better mm-hmm. to a substrate, which may be an ash or a chestnut.
Oh, really?
Or something like that on some of your better furniture, okay? They put veneers also on what they call, it's a rubber resin there. It's kind of a product that they're using to use for that veneer work, and it cuts costs again.
Is that a presswood?
It's not a presswood. It's actually a resin, and it's been cut and shaped to fit that particular piece of furniture, usually a tabletop or something like that may have that on it, or especially like on buffets and things that have a china cabinet.
Sure.
That buffet top will have a resin wood piece in there that veneer is laid on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cost saving thing.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt it. I mean, it still is. It's a great structure piece on there.
Okay.
They're doing a lot of great, wonderful things with polymers nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as when you're talking about doing veneers, you want to get a thick veneer. If you're going to do veneer, and find furniture that has veneer on it, that has design in it, that makes these, you go back to the 15 to 1600s, and they had some of the most beautiful pieces of furniture over in France and everything that you ever saw in your life.
Yeah.
It's all veneer.
Really?
Right.
Even
because
then?
All of that intricate design is veneer.
Wow.
Okay. So veneer is not a bad thing. That stuff will hold up for years. Excuse me. The thing you want to avoid is a paper thin veneer.
Okay.
If you take a table and you look at the edge, like a dining room table, you separate and pull that table apart where the leaf goes in.
Ah.
Look at that edge inside. You're going to see a number of different things. It's going to be a giveaway. You're going to see how thick that veneer is, and you're all going to see whether it's pressed wood or whatever in there below that. Okay.
Sure. Yep.
So the veneer needs to be thick. They have what they call a photo finish veneer now. And basically what that is, it's a laminate.
Mm-hmm.
It is usually a vinyl that they take a picture of a veneer and they print on that vinyl and they make that the top. Have you ever seen any of these really cheap, like little computer desks and things?
Yeah, sure.
Where the center where people are working with turns white?
Yes.
That's where that photo finish has just wore off of it.
Okay.
That is not real wood.
That's what laminate will do.
It's always on presswood, and there's a lot of furniture out there that's built out of presswood nowadays, so you got to really be careful.
And you don't want to move it around. You don't want to take it apart and reconstruct it very often.
Yeah, that's
speaking
right.
From experience.
And do not let moisture get to it.
Ooh, yeah.
Moisture in presswood is like that's like the atomic bomb for presswood.
It will make it explode, I'll tell you.
It
just puffs right up. Okay, so finishes.
Yes.
Is there a finish that is on real wood that I don't have to worry about coasters?
There will never be any finish on real wood that you don't have to worry about a coaster.
What? Mm-hmm. All these polymers and stuff we're talking about.
You hear about, polyurethanes and things.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is if you put a wine glass on a piece of fine wood and it has where you've taken a drink and a little drop runs down the side of it and makes that ring, it's going to take that finish off.
Really?
It will.
Wow.
There, so you got to really be careful. Fine wood needs to be taken care of, and it needs to be cared for, and you need to be careful with it because, you know, you're paying a lot of money for this.
So what does taking care of it look like?
You want to keep it, you know, want to keep a good polish on it.
Okay, so polish is still important.
It is important. That's what gives you the, that's what puts the nourishment and the preservatives back into the wood, because wood dries out as well. You know, a lot of times, I mean, how many times have you seen fine wood that is dried and cracked, got a big crack in it? That's where it's dried out, and it's pulled and it's popped.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got to keep that wood nourished with good preservative. There are wood preservatives out there, and with some of your protective cleaners and things.
That's just wipe on like leather?
It's exactly right.
Okay.
So you want to keep your wood preserved. That's going to keep you with a long term of use out of it. Okay? It's going to keep a beautiful finish on it too. Anytime that you use like a dining room table, if you really need to have a pad on that table.
Still, huh?
Because of the heat from pots and dishes that you put out there. You know, a tablecloth really is not enough. Yeah. It will not hold that heat back, and the heat will make distress marks in the wood. All of these things can be repaired, but it is expensive. Okay. You get with some of these companies, Knoxville Wholesale, for instance, we have a what we call a customer care package, and you really don't have to worry about anything for 5 years on that. But we can talk about that later.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else did I want to ask you something? So I like the pulling apart the table to see what the inside of the furniture is, because if I ask you if this is solid wood, well, if it's ash and veneer, you're going to say possibly, not you, but someone may tell me, yes, this is solid wood. And it is. But I want to know if this is maple. Is it all maple?
Well, and that's the difference, because if somebody tells you that something that is ash and veneer is solid wood, that's not true.
Oh, really?
It is not true.
But ash is wood.
That's all wood, not solid wood.
Oh, okay. So all wood and solid wood are different.
That's correct.
Okay.
You gotta you gotta know the difference. Because somebody says, oh yeah, this is all solid woods here. That's, you got to ask them, is there a veneer on this? Because that, if there's a veneer, it is not going to be considered solid wood.
So what about, could I find tabletops that are solid wood and then the sides are veneered?
Probably not.
Okay, so it's one way or the other.
Because, I mean, you may be able to find some of that here and there, but that's really not the mainstream of what you get.
Okay,
because
that's good.
The top is really where they cut the corners at.
Oh, really?
Because
that's
the most beautiful piece.
Ah.
But if you think about it, you know, you get something, you know, if you got something that's a cherry table.
Right.
And, or let's say mahogany or walnut or something like that. Those woods are extremely expensive by the square foot.
Sure.
Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
So for them to do a solid piece on that top is very costly compared to if they use a 16th of an inch or a 32nd inch veneer on that.
Of course,
cuts the cost tremendously out of it.
All right. So
that's why they change.
I'm up against a break, but I want to know, what is the wood you sell the most of? What is it?
It's probably going to be in the cherries.
Really? Still cherry, huh?
Yeah, cherry's still very popular. It's still very popular. And we also have acacia wood that we sell a lot of.
Oh, acacia. Ooh. All right, 656-8255. Taking your calls, and we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Mike Bradley from the Knoxville Safe House, where we have the largest Browning Pro Steel safe inventory in East Tennessee. Browning is helping you save with their Browning Steel of a Deal rebate. Purchases made now through December 31st are eligible for rebate along with the Knoxville Safe House paying your sales tax. Let Browning and Knoxville Safe House give you peace of mind. Visit our showroom in Alcoa or visit our website at KnoxvilleSafeHouse.com or call us at 983-9100. Remember, you need a safe, you just don't know it.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local businesses.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. As 2017 winds down and 2018 begins, now is the perfect time to start thinking about that home improvement project. And White's can help you beautify and upgrade your kitchen or bath with custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. From a simple bathroom vanity to a custom-built home, we can handle all of your natural countertop needs. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI, the most listened to show on the weekends. Thank you for that. Thanks for tuning in to us every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. We try to bring you relevant, important information that you can use today. And speaking of that, we're talking to Terry Donald from Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. Terry has been in the furniture business longer than Knoxville Wholesale Furniture has been in the business. And they just celebrated 25 years. So we're grateful to have Terry with us. Thank you for being here.
Love it. Thank you for having me.
And we've got a caller. Becky's on the line, and she has a really good question. We want to talk to her. Good morning, Becky. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
I hope I didn't miss something earlier. I'm so curious. First of all, I love your guest. He's just doing such a great job.
Isn't he amazing?
Thank you.
Good guy. Oh, yes. I'm so curious about farmhouse furniture, reclaimed furniture, reclaimed wood, and I'm curious to know what he thinks, and does he carry it?
Well, I will tell you, that reclaimed wood is all the rage. People yeah. love that. We have got so much inventory in that rustic reclaimed look furniture. We've probably got the best inventory of that in the Southeast.
Wow.
our store is, like Dawn said, it's 3 acres, and it's the largest retail furniture store in the entire state of Tennessee. we carry so many different runs of that through bedrooms, dining room sets, coffee tables, end tables, entertainment centers. We have got some pieces that are built in Mexico. Much of it is built from 100-year-old reclaimed wood.
Ooh.
So there is some phenomenal pieces in our showroom right now. And reclaimed wood is fantastic.
I have built a little house, and I'm curious to know if you have the smaller pieces.
We have got everything.
Okay.
Everything.
It's true. It's crazy in there. It's just crazy. Thank you for calling, Becky. I really appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls with Terry Donald from Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. That was just a great question. And I think really what I kind of heard between the lines was, is reclaimed wood as good as new wood furniture?
Absolutely. I mean, this wood has already spent the test of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and reclaimed wood, I like it for two reasons. It's beautiful. Mm. It really is. It's just gorgeous, gorgeous wood to work with. The other thing is it saves our environment. It keeps us from having to cut down more trees. Mm. Here in the United States, mahogany and walnuts are on the banned wood list because it's been over-harvested.
Wow.
Anything that you get that's mahogany or walnut comes from Asia or overseas at some point because we've just taken all of it and have not replenished back as we should. So reclaimed woods, wonderful, wonderful things.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
Lots
of character. There's no two pieces alike.
Got a lot of natural saw marks in there from where it went through the mill. I mean, people really love that rustic look
nowadays.
And it is. Every piece is unique because of that.
What about mid-century modern?
Mid-century modern is popular as well. It's been coming on for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And mid-century modern is very, you know, it's probably, to me, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the teaks and the walnuts that are involved in that are they're beautiful. It's a very clean, streamlined look.
Do you have that furniture in?
We do have, we have a lot of mid-century modern furniture in the store.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, we carry everything.
I know, you say everything, and every time I ask you something, yes, we carry everything.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you also carry bedding.
We do. We are the largest retailer in the area of anybody for mattresses and bedding.
Really? The largest retailer?
Absolutely.
So you have how many different kinds of mattresses?
Well, that's a tricky question.
Is it
because
12? Is it 20?
Different kinds is one thing. Different manufacturers is another.
Okay.
Right now, we're going to carry about three different manufacturers.
Okay.
And we're going to carry the Serta manufacturer for eye comfort, and that's going to be in the hybrid beds that we have and in our memory foams.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Simmons Beauty Rest, which everybody's familiar with them. Fantastic mattress. They are predominantly coil mattress and have some hybrid crossover in that.
Okay.
And we're going to carry Dutchcraft, which is a Tennessee company.
Dutchcraft. You don't hear much ads for Dutchcraft.
You don't.
What is that?
Dutchcraft is an Amish company, and they do a wonderful job, beautiful mattresses.
It's an Amish company.
Correct.
Awesome. I have some Amish furniture. I'm telling you, you can't beat Amish furniture.
It's gorgeous.
I can't even imagine. All right, so you have adjustable beds.
That's right. We have fully adjustable beds, head up, feet up. That really is the best thing in the world that you could possibly get for your sleep. A lot of people don't realize and they skimp on a mattress, but it's the most important piece of furniture in your house.
How long do they last?
The mattresses can, if you do a coil mattress, you're looking at about 6 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this all depends on what your personal weight is.
Sure.
Because weight makes a difference.
Sure.
Your memory foam mattresses, you're going to see 10, 15 or longer.
Really?
So, and memory foam mattresses aren't terribly expensive like they used to be.
Mm.
You got a lot of coil mattresses nowadays that are more expensive than your memory foam and are not nearly as good. 90% of all your orthopedic doctors recommend memory foam mattresses to folks, especially people with back issues or snoring or things like that.
Huh. Well, I'm going to recommend Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. That's what I'm going to do.
Thank you.
Terry, I just want to thank you for being here. It's really generous of you to spend an hour of your time.
My pleasure.
Especially on a day when you're going to be working until, 8 o'clock tonight?
That's right.
8 o'clock. Wow. And then tomorrow, you're open 1 to 6, and New Year's Day, you're open 10 to 8.
Correct.
All right, you can ask for Terry Donald at Knoxville Wholesale Furniture. If you want to call, you can call at 671-5300. 671-5300. Knoxville Wholesale Furniture, the furniture you want. This is the show you want to listen to on Saturdays, every Saturday from 7 to 9. I want to thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. Enjoy your family. Be safe out there. We'll be back next week with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldridge, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local Aid Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24/7. With the WVLT Local Aid Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new Wonder Pill. Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Are you traveling over the holidays? Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in your home while you're gone? Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. And with our smart home security powered by Alarm.com, your house will be just as you want it to be. Monitor your door locks, temperature, and wireless video from one app on your smartphone. You can be miles away and know that your home is safe and sound. His Security. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. Tennessee license number 1545.
Finding the perfect piece of jewelry is a lot like falling in love. You know it when you find the one. I'm Danny Overby from Kimball's Jewelers, and for more than 84 years, we've been connecting customers to their dream diamonds, timepieces, and more. Fall head over heels for our new collection from Lagos, which blends luminous beading with sterling silver and 18-karat gold. Or make a connection with a classic timepiece from our carefully curated Rolex selection. Stop in and see how we earn your trust every day. Kimball's Jewelers, on top of Bearden Hill, and online at kimballsjewelers.com.